Howdy. How y'all doing this morning? It didn't sound like you're doing too good. How are y'all doing this morning? Y'all didn't get woke up with music? We need to start all over and do it again? This morning, it's an exciting day. Anytime someone comes to Christ and they become baptized, it says that the angels in heaven will rejoice. So we've got an exciting day ahead of us. Not only through the rest of this service, but afterward we're having a play day out in the arena up there, like we call Church in the Dirt, fun for the kids. It's going to be an exciting day. If I were to ask you who you think I am, what would you say? Talk about me personally, Ben Kemp. Would you go through all the different things? Maybe I'm a brother in Christ. You know, maybe I used to work for the railroad. Maybe you say, well, you're a preacher. I'd have to argue with you on that point. But if you were to pick someone, say someone famous, like President Reagan or Trump, well, we better not go into politics, but anyway, let me try another one. How about Trevor Brazil? Everybody know who Trevor Brazil is? Raise your hand. If you've ever heard the name. If you were to think who is Trevor Brazil, what would be some of the things you'd say? One of them, you might say, well, he's a world champion. Camp rover. Several times over. He's a world champion team rover. Several times over. He's a rancher. He's a father. He's a son. He's a Christian. He's a brother in Christ. All these things are true about him. The one I want to talk about this morning is a Galilean carpenter named Jesus. When you hear the name Jesus, what do you think when you hear that name? What do you say he is? You know, this name Jesus, to me, is a special name because when I hear it, it wells up emotions in me that are hard to hold in. They're hard for me to talk about because of the preciousness of who he is to me. A lot of times we use the name Jesus, we hear the name Jesus and it's used as slang, as a cuss word, very loosely. We'll say something in Jesus' name. We just kind of tag it on there. Kind of like it's just expected to hear. The question I have for you this morning is when you hear the name Jesus, who do you say that he is? Jesus asked his disciples this very question. He says, who do you say that I am? Let's look at what he said in Matthew 16:13, going on through 17. It says, when Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, who do the people say that the Son of Man is? The Son of Man, that's something he regularly referred to as himself. And they said, well, some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, others say Jeremiah, and one of the other prophets. And he asked them, but who do you say that I am? Now these are the guys that have walked with him, talked with him, worked with him for a long time through his ministry. Simon Peter answered this, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Yours may say the Christ. Both of them in the Greek mean anointed one. Jesus replied, he said, "You are blessed, Simon, son of John, because my Father in heaven has revealed this to you. You did not learn this from any human being. No, I say to you that you are Peter, which is the rock. Upon this rock I will build my church, and all the powers of hell will not conquer it." Everyone in that time thought Jesus was a special person. They knew there was something different about this guy. The religious leaders surely knew that there was something different about Jesus, because they could not explain the miracles that he did. There was no explaining it away. Believe me, they tried. They tried every way that they could to discount Jesus. He was performing miracles on a daily basis, healing folks, helping them to see, bringing them to himself, showing love to everyone. So who is this man that we call Jesus? Who is he? You know, when Peter said that he was the Messiah, the Son of the living God, he recognized that he was the Son of God, and that he was the Messiah, the one to come. Jesus said, you know, blessed are you, because you didn't get that information from around here. There's only one place that information could have come from, and that's from my Father, which is in heaven. He's the one to give it to you. Blessed are you. It was in some kind of supernatural insight, spiritual insight that the Holy Spirit gave to Peter. You know, when I think of Jesus, you can't really put him, when you think about famous people, how many people willingly gave up their life for you, went to the cross, shed their blood for the remission of your sins so that you could be saved, and then was rose again? How many people do you know that would do that? Anybody? When we think of Jesus, y'all, there's no middle ground here. You cannot sit on the fence when it comes to Jesus. We try to do that. We feel the pull of the Holy Spirit to accept him as our Lord and Savior, and we sit there on that fence and we hold on, just trying our best not to lean one way or the other. We don't want to really go to hell, but we don't want to do what it takes to receive eternal life either. We want to sit right there in the middle. And y'all, there is really no middle. No middle ground. Either Jesus is who he claims to be, or he's the greatest liar that ever came out of Israel. Either he is the Son of the living God, or he's a fake. He either shed his blood for our sins on the cross, or he died for nothing. I like to read from a guy named C.S. Lewis. He's a theologian. A guy who was an atheist and tried to dispel the whole theory of Jesus. He explained in his own way Jesus, and he did it this way. This is what he said. "I am trying here to prevent anyone saying the really foolish thing that people often say about him. I'm ready to accept Jesus as a great moral teacher, but I don't accept his claim to be God." Whew. That is the one thing we must not say. A man who is merely a man and said these things Jesus said would not be a great moral teacher. He would either be a lunatic on the level, I can't always say this. He's either a lunatic on the level with a man who says he's a poached egg, or else he would be the devil of hell. You must make your choice. Either this man was and is the Son of the living God, or else a madman, or something worse. You can shut him up for a fool. You can spit on him. You can kill him as a demon. Or you can fall at his feet and call him Lord and God. But let us not come with any patronizing nonsense about his being a great human teacher. He has not left that open to us. And he didn't intend to. You know, as I was preparing for the sermon this week, this is the question that he gave me. Who am I really to you, Lynn? Who am I? Because sometimes you get a little lax. You get a little too comfortable when you're around me. A lack of respect, you might say. It's an easy trap to fall into, y'all. It's an easy trap to fall. And it isn't a very far fall to have to make. It's kind of like you've heard about the old revivals. What did the old tent revivals do? They got people pumped up thinking about Jesus, talking about salvation. Well, I had a revival this week in my heart. He revived my thinking about himself. He said, you've got to be careful, son. You've got to be careful when you're saying my name. Because there's power. There is power in my name. Don't use it loosely. Once in your life, you're going to have a chance. Somewhere in your lifetime to make a decision about Jesus. It may not be today. You may have already made that decision. I don't know. But sometime, somewhere, the Holy Spirit is going to call you and draw you to Him and say, it's time, you've got to make a decision. You've got to make a choice. Do you really believe Jesus is who He says He is? Or do you think that He is a false prophet? That's basically what we think. He's not really who He says He is. Jesus is asking the question, just like he asked me, who do you say that I am? Who am I to you? Y'all, it's the most important question that you'll ever answer in your life. Because it determines where you're going to spend eternity. It determines whether you're going to go to heaven or hell. Heaven with Jesus and the Father, or hell. I've had people tell me, well, you know, I'm just not really convinced that hell is a real place. I hope you never find out, my friend. I hope you never find out that it is a real place. There's lots of people that have gone there that wish that they, if they had just listened a little closer, they had just took the time to make the decision. I hope you never, ever, ever find out. Both places are real. So this morning, I'm going to ask it one more time. Jesus asked, who do you say I am? And what are you going to do about me as far as your life? Heavenly Father, sure it's quiet in here. I pray that the Holy Spirit did His work this morning. I pray, Father, that if there's someone here this morning that is already yours, Lord, that has went down a trail that they've wandered away from you, I pray that, Father, that the Holy Spirit would draw them back into you this morning. I pray for the one also, Lord, that doesn't know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. We already have a young man coming this morning, Lord, that has accepted you accepted the free gift, accepted the blood that was shed for him to wash away his sins clean and make him white as snow. If there's someone else, Father, that's here this morning that needs to take care of their life, Lord, I pray that they don't wait another day. Because we're not guaranteed tomorrow. Shoot, we're not even guaranteed this evening. I pray, Father, that we would make that decision today. But if they say no, I pray, Father, I beg you to give them another chance somewhere down the road. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for this day. I thank you for this body of Christ that are praying with me right now for the lost, not only here, Lord, but the lost in this community. All around here, folks are dying and going to hell, Father, and I just pray that we would step up to the plate, Father, that we would be the one to fill that gap, to jump into that hole, Lord, that needs to be filled, to tell others, stop. Stop for where the direction you're going. Turn around. Repent. Because that road, that trail leads to destruction. Thank you, Lord, and I love you, and I pray, Father, that your will be done in this earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to welcome you this morning to Common Ground Cowboy Church. I pray that if you're looking for a church home, I pray that you consider Common Ground. Y'all, we're not perfect. We're a body of Christ that are full of people that are imperfect. But we do love the Lord and we do love each other and we do care. When someone's not here, we try to find them and say, what's going on? Is something happening? There's lots of people in this community that need to know that Jesus loves them. And we can be the instrument to share that love. Amen? Wherever God sends you this week, I pray He'll bless the trail of the church.